This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's The Whole Show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and it's an absolute honor to bring this next guest on the program. We're going to be talking to Brian Urlacher, Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer, eight-time Pro Bowler, terrified all Broncos fans and any fans of the NFL for a very, very long time. We're going to talk a little bit to Brian about football, of course, but about Pork Rind Appreciation Day as well. Brian, my friend, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, anytime. We got to try to do this more often. You know, Broncos fans would want to know here in Colorado, of course. You know, what was, you know, as far as guys like Peyton Manning, Jay Cutler. I mean, we got to talk a little bit about some of those quarterbacks that you went up against Manning for so many years, and of course the Super Bowl. That was a battle back then, my friend.
Battle he won, obviously. But yeah, you know, some great quarterbacks played in Denver. You know, I think we played him in 03 and Jake Plummer was still there. And then, I think we played him once when before Jay got traded to Chicago. We played him in Chicago, and we beat him like 35 to 33 or something like that. I never played him when Peyton was there. I think I was long gone before he got there. But just some good quarterbacks, and what a great place to play football. You know, we played there a few times over my career, and the fans are unbelievable. And the elevation is no joke. We find out real quick playing there how bad the altitude will get you.
I was going to ask you that next because, you know, when you talk to Broncos players, you know, they get used to it and they're like, oh, come on, whatever. Yeah. But you tell me, what's that like and when do you start feeling that?
So I played at college in Albuquerque, and we're a mile high in Albuquerque as well. And so, you know, if I'd have been there, it would have been okay. But if you don't practice in it, man, that first quarter, your chest is burning. Especially, I played there. It was freezing one year. It was probably one of the coldest games I've ever played in. It was December, and it was freezing. My chest felt like it was going to explode. It was horrible. So it's definitely an issue, you know, especially if it's cold weather, you feel it in your chest. But it's just amazing how you never think, because you're in great shape, you know, during season, you never think that altitude would get you. That's definitely a difference.
Now, what was it like? How about this one? Getting that gold jacket, first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think there was doubt in anyone's mind when your name was up in that list a couple of years ago. Talk to us about that moment for you. Was that from the beginning of your career? Was that a goal, or were you more like, hey, I just want to play football, and here I am.
I just want to play football. That was my goal. I just wanted to get to play in the NFL. Honestly, No, that wasn't my goal when I got to college, but the better I got, and the bigger I got, and the faster I got, the more I realized that'd be an opportunity for me. But, you know, in the NFL, I was just trying to hang around for 10 years if I could, you know, get in there, get my foot in the door, and try and stick around for a while. And I just, you know, I got better and better over my career. I had some great, great coaches, some great teammates, and just, you know, I was able to, number one, stay healthy. It's hard to stay healthy in the NFL, you know, unless you're a quarterback, because you don't get hit. But for other players, it's hard to stay healthy in the NFL. And I was fortunate enough to stay healthy long enough to stay on the field. But getting that gold jacket was pretty dang cool. You know, we had a great class. Brian Dawkins, you know, ex-Bronco, went in with us. Terrell, Ray, Randy Moss, just an awesome class I had a chance to go in with.
Yeah, I love that you said that, too. You can't hit the quarterbacks, especially now. I mean, you were in that stage, too, Brian. Again, we're talking to Brian Urlacher, first ballot Hall of Famer. We're going to get into some more about Pork Rind Appreciation Day. But you were in that, you know, 2000, 2012. The defenses, we were starting to change. It was starting to change throughout your career, really. Talk about the challenges because, I mean, in that span, you're changing so many different coverage rules and you're really protecting the quarterback. Now it's way different. But talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's frustrating to watch now, honestly, because of all the rules. It's really frustrating to watch those defensive players try and make plays. I feel bad for the corners, honestly, because they got no chance. They can't touch them. They can't hit them. But, you know, towards the end of my career, when we started protecting the quarterbacks even more than they do, it's frustrating for me because I feel like, why not protect the D-line? Why not protect, you know, our DBs from guys throwing at their knees? You know, it drives me crazy when a lineman cuts a D-lineman and his knee gets hurt. That's okay. We know that's not a big deal. His ACL will heal eventually, I guess. That's the way the NFL looks at it. But it just drives me crazy the way the rules are balanced towards the offense. I know fans want to see points. I get it. But as an ex-defensive player, I like to see our guys protect a little bit as well.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be blasphemy here if I mention this guy, but a former Packer, right? Clay Matthews. Was it 2 years ago? I mean, to me, it's like that's you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. I was so mad. It was terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, a form tackle. I mean, isn't that what you teach him? And then suddenly he gets a play call. He puts his hands up. He's like, I don't know what to do anymore. What do I do?
I guess just try not to hit him. You know, and then I got how somebody get a roughing the passer on a sack. You know, he sacked the quarterback and he got a roughing the passer called on a sack. I don't understand the rules sometimes. I know it's protecting people for the health of the game. I get it. I understand it. I don't have to like it, though. It's just frustrating to me to see some of those penalties called. And I feel like they're always called in 3rd and 10, 3rd and 15. You're trying to get off the field and then make one of those calls that kind of changes the outcome of the game.
Yeah, and for a guy like you, I mean, obviously a sound linebacker, one of the greatest linebackers to play the game, but you were a hard hitter. I mean, and now you look at guys that we have Kareem Jackson, safety for the Broncos. I mean, this guy makes his living hitting really, really hard, changing the outcome of games. I'm just curious, is that enter your mind? Did that enter your mind? Hey, I got to be careful here on this play. Or when action starts, are you even thinking of that stuff?
I think now you have to be cognizant of it. When I played, it never crossed my mind. I don't feel like I try to hit guys in the helmet. I mean, sometimes you don't have a choice if you're put in a position. Sometimes if you're going to hit someone, you're going to have to take them where you can get it. But now you kind of have to think about that. And it's so hard to think about that because there's split-second decisions. You have to change your aim point, you know, based on where the guy's going to be, where you think he's going to be. And then if you miss, it's a penalty. And like I said, it could cost you 15 yards and your team a fine or a suspension. So it's hard for these guys now playing football, playing defense.
Yeah, I can't imagine. We're talking to Brian Urlacher, first ballot Hall of Famer, 8-time Pro Bowler. Of course, one of those great Chicago Bears. So many great players. And Brian, that's got to be cool, too. Obviously, Chicago, I mean, one of the richest histories in all football. But to be one of those guys, so many great, great coaches and players.
You know, when you get there, I grew up in New Mexico, so I didn't know a lot about the Bears when I got there. I quickly learned about the tradition and how it works and just the way our fans love defense. You know, like I said, I didn't watch them growing up, but Buckus, Singletary, Bill George, you learn quickly about those guys because the media's always talking about them, especially playing middle linebacker. They always bring it up, and I never felt that like I was like, why are you comparing me to them? Because they're in the Hall of Fame. I'm a rookie. I'm a second-year guy. I really haven't played enough football to be in that category. I feel better about it now with the way it ended up. But early on, you know, it's hard to kind of live up to those expectations because you don't know what they're trying to compare you to.
Well, like you said to start the segment, you know, you weren't necessarily looking at Hall of Fame right off the bat. I don't know about a lot of players, but you go New Mexico, you know, we, of course, we cover a lot of Colorado State. Not a lot of guys make it to the NFL from there either. But you're seeing a guy like Shaq Barrett with Tampa Bay. I mean, it's rare. So, I mean, for you, you got to be like royalty with New Mexico, man. I mean, because there's not really a lot of NFL guys coming out of New Mexico these days.
You'd be surprised. You know, before I got to NFL, I think we had two or three guys drafted in each draft class the previous 4 years before I got drafted. Not in the first round, but, you know, we had some guys that would go third, fourth, fifth round. They play 6, 7 years. So that's pretty good. That I would have been happy with that, honestly, too, in my career. But I was, like I said, I stayed healthy. I stayed with the same team my whole career. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool to be able to do that. And coming from the Mountain West, you just don't know what's going to happen. There's some good teams out there, but we kind of get overlooked because maybe the conference you're playing, people don't think it's as good as the Big Ten or the Pac-12 or any of those conferences. Like I said, it's SEC maybe, but we got some good players out there.
Yeah, hidden gems, right? I mean, that's kind of what we talk about with a lot of these Colorado State guys, too, and, of course, New Mexico.
Isn't Michael Gallup the kid from Colorado State?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he's good. I'm a huge fan of his. I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'm still a fan of theirs, but I like what he does on the football field. He plays hard.
Yeah, so many solid wide receivers there for a while. I mean, a lot of wide receivers churning out. We're going to see Warren Jackson now at that point. But, Rams fans are going to love that you just dropped a Michael Gallup line there, man. I mean, they're going to appreciate it. They're going to love that, man.
That's good.
Watching football, I want to get to this too, Pork Rind Appreciation Day here in just a moment, but watching football, college football, obviously it's crazy now. I mean, you got some teams that just started last week. You got some teams that are, you know, halfway done with their season. It's very difficult to keep up. It doesn't really feel, is it fair to say it doesn't really feel legit quite this year?
It's definitely different. That's for dang sure. I'll say that. But hey, at least they're playing. You know, you go from a lot of teams aren't going to play this year to at least having some games. I think the kids are excited about that. The conferences. So I guess you take what you can get this season. It's a weird year. They've done the best they can trying to get kids out there on the field and playing and keeping them healthy. So I guess just take what you can get and be happy about it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Do you keep up with, are you watching the Bears? Are you watching what this Bears team's doing, Nick Foles, quarterback controversy?
I haven't watched them play this year, honestly. During the pandemic, we kind of got into a routine of doing things like on Sundays and stuff like that. So I haven't really watched a lot of football on Sunday, to tell you the truth. I did watch Monday night last night and last week. I love the announcers on Monday night this year, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They're so great. Man, yeah. Steve Levy, Louis Riddick and then Brian Greasy, ex-Bronco Brian Greasy.
Yeah.
So it's they do such a good job. I just feel like they're so much more positive than the years past. So I watched Monday night, like I said, but I actually haven't watched the Bears play yet. But hopefully during the season I will at some point.
Well, so I'll ask you then, since you watched Monday Night Football, how do you feel?
Yeah.
Jets fans today are saying, hey, we're glad we won that baby. We won. How do you view that as a player?
Gladly won. What do you mean? The Jets lost.
Yeah. No, I was saying we wanted to lose. Excuse me. The tanking.
Oh,
Andrew. We want to go.
No,
we want to completely go undefeated.
Disagree. That no player in this league tells you they're happy to lose a game or in that league. If they do, they're lying. You know, and there's no tanking. I have a hard time believing that a player is not going to go out there and play 100% and try and win every game. It's hard for me to believe that. It doesn't matter what your record is. Your prize is still on the line every game. You know, you want to show people how good you are, what you can do. So they're going to play as hard as you can.
Brian, I know you guys have had so many successful seasons. Did you ever come close to that? Were there coaches ever hinting at some kind of deal like that? No?
Never. No. I think – so my rookie year, we were 1-7 after 8 games. 1-7 after 8 games. We ended up 5-11. We went 4-4 our last 8 games. The next year, we go 13-3. So I just think you're kind of building momentum. And it was the exact same team, honestly, as it was my rookie year. Maybe a couple changes, but we got a year older. You know, we got a little better. And I think you just don't know what's going to relay into. If you just give up, you're not going to know. But I think we carried the momentum from my rookie year into my second.
Well, and there's no guarantees, right? I mean, quarterbacks can be taken in the second and third and be monsters. And guys taken first pick overall can fizzle out after 4 seasons.
Isn't it crazy how that works? Like, you just don't know. Like, the draft is such a crapshoot. You have no idea what you're – I mean, you know what they do in college, but that's not the NFL.
Yeah.
You just don't know with health and stuff like that. But, yeah, look at Russell Wilson. Tom Brady, obviously, did a pretty decent job. He was drafted in my class. But Russell Wilson, the third or fourth round pick, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Yeah, it's insane. You're exactly right. We're talking to Brian Urlacher, first ballot Hall of Famer. Pork Rind Appreciation Day, Brian. Tell us a little bit about this. And obviously now the lead up to the celebration is just crazy with all the everything going on in 2020, right?
Yeah, well, it's on Super Bowl Sunday. But, you know, the pork rind's a Southern recipe partnered up with the Gridiron Grades, who I'm a huge fan of. I was Coach Dicka started Gridiron Grades a few years ago. And what it is all the ex-players or guys who played, you know, 20, 30 years ago who don't quite get the benefits now that the players do. You know, they didn't get insurance. They didn't get the retirement. And they've got he just tries to do whatever he can to help them and raise money and actually bring awareness to their situations. You know, you would ask me when I played, I had no idea that a bunch of guys were going through the health issues they were going through, the mental issues, or even financial issues because they didn't make the money that the players are making now. So most of it's Gridiron Grades trying to bring awareness to the players that played long before us and kind of pave the way for us.
And I've heard you talk about this too before, Brian. You know, like you said, man, I mean, players years ago, the money wasn't what it was when, you know, like when you're playing, especially now, it's crazy.
Yeah, the players make good money now, but they earn it. I believe every player out there deserves the money they get paid.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that in my mind. But the older guys, the guys who didn't make the money that they're making now, and they didn't have the benefits. You know, they didn't get the insurance. They didn't get the whatever. There's a ton of stuff that the players get now that they didn't get back then. So I think just trying to help them as much as we can is a good thing for them and the game as well.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Pork Rind Appreciation Day, as you said, Super Bowl Sunday. I know you're a big Pork Rind fan.
They're so good. So this is what I didn't realize. They're healthy for you. So Southern Recipe, they got protein, they got carbs, and they're my wife's gluten free. So they're gluten free. They're on a keto diet. There's so many. I didn't realize how good they were for you, I guess. And you know, I didn't always eat them because I cared about the protein or whatever. But they taste good to me, and they have a ton of different flavors as well, which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, man. I'm a big fan. And then, just learning more before the interview, I'm kind of trying to learn a little bit more about the day itself, the Appreciation Day. And you're right.
Yeah.
They're actually not bad for you at all.
They're not bad at all. You know, if you're going to be sitting around watching a football game, I'm going to eat something that's good for you.
Yeah.
And it tastes great, too, as well, which helps.
Hey, Brian, how many times in an interview do you get, and I haven't even asked yet, so I'm proud of myself, the hair thing, right? How many times in an interview do you get asked about hair?
So not as much anymore. Early on, when I first got the procedure done, it was a whole bunch. I think it's been 5 or 6 years now, but now I think I'm used to it now. That doesn't really, it doesn't bother me or I don't think about it, I guess. But Not as much as you would think, surprisingly. I mean, everyone pictures me bald, obviously, from my playing days. But now, if you saw me, you'd be like, who is that guy?
Well, and Brian, I mean,
easier now.
Well, you're one of those guys that can pull the, you pulled off the bald look, man. I mean, you look ferocious,
well, you
look good.
So I was bald.
But
I,
mean, so...
I didn't have a choice. Even I was bald, I had the two divots in the front, so I was like, I need to shave my head. I look terrible. So I just went ahead and did that. But, you know, once I got my hair back, my wife was like, it looks good. So
yeah. All
it took was her telling me it looked good one time. I was like, I'm in. Sign
you're
me
in.
Up.
Yeah, that's awesome,
yep.
Man.
That's right.
I love it. I shaved my head once. I lost a bet here on the show, March Madness, and my wife was terrified of me for about 3 weeks. So that was exciting.
Well, you know what the worst thing is? If your head's not tan, it looks horrible because they look like a cue ball.
Oh.
But if you got a little bit of a tan going up there, you can kind of pull it off a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm a very pasty white male, man. I look very, very Caspery, if you will.
Gotcha. I get it. Yep.
Brian, is there anything else we need to know, man, about Pork Rind Appreciation Day? As you mentioned, gridiron grates, information where people can go learn more about this.
Yeah, there's Gridiron Grates is obviously a great one to go to and check out what they're trying to do and raise money for these ex-players. And Southern Recipes is awesome as well. The people who are partnered up with the Gridiron Grates, they're both doing great things. And the pork rinds taste unbelievable. So go buy some. They're really good.
I'm going to do it after the show. I'm always starving by this time. So talking about food's a killer.
I'm starving permanently. Always starving.
Brian, appreciate you, man. It's an absolute thrill to get
Thank
you on
you.
The show. I'd love to do it
appreciate
again sometime.
It. All right, bro. Take care.
All right. That's Brian Urlacher, first ballot Hall of Famer, talking about Pork Rind Appreciation Day. Pretty cool there. Get him on for something, of course, talk about it. But a great, great guy. Fun interview. 46 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's get into, let's talk about how you got some good news with the UNC Bears. Bodie Hume continuing to make headlines in the Big Sky Conference. So we'll talk about that. I want to get on all this NBA stuff coming up with Chris Dempsey. So we have a lot to hit. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Don't go anywhere.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.